Hi, George. This is Eddie, and I'm a police officer in Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Good. I'm originally from Columbia, Louisiana, and right behind the house where I was raised is called the River Hills. It's the foothills of the Ozarks.
Okay.
And we have a neighbor that lived behind us. He had a pasture with a couple of horses in it, and we had a German Shepherd named Tiger, and our yard was fenced off with a little cyclone fence all the way around it. And one evening, Tiger was just ripping and tearing at the fence like he was trying to get through it to get something. And me and my mom went and looked off the front porch back in that pasture and saw a Bigfoot walking across it, and it was an albino. It was solid white. And she ran in to call the neighbor and told him about it, and he ran out the back with a high-powered rifle, but it had already stepped across the barbed wire fence like it wasn't even there.
You know, I'm glad it got away because,
yeah.
You know, why shoot the thing? It wasn't attacking anybody, right?
Right, right. But anyway, a couple of years after that, a place called Huff Bend, where my grandpa took me to shoot guns, a target practice, there was this old black lady named Classy, and she was then in her late 90s, and we saw her out hollering at something at the edge of the woods, and we stopped and said, is everything okay, Miss Classy? And she said, oh, it's that big white monster. He's eating my dog's food. I said, really? So she said it was the legend of Huff Bend, and it had been around there for a long time, but I'm 42 now, and I haven't seen it since then. I was 12 at the time. So.
I got to do a little internet search on that. That's a great story.
Yeah, but I vividly remember it, and to this very day, my mother tells people about it, and we both remember it like it was just yesterday.
Well, as long as it was just eating her dog food and not her dog.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been trying to get through. I listen to you every night.
Well, thanks. I love the story.
All right, thanks, George.
You know, you make coast to coast when you come up with stories like that. You really do. Let's go to our Convince Me hotline. You're on the air with us. Good morning.
Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you've got a great show and a great bumper music crop there.
What a team, huh?
Yeah. I just have listened to your show for a long time, and I was the last person I thought I'd ever call with anything on my mind, but there's something to sequential numbers in people's lives. And until somebody brought it up earlier this evening, I'd heard it brought up before on the program, and I was born on the 8th of June, okay?
All right.
And I was an eighth kid born into a family of six brothers. So, and four times in my life, I've been involved in a major accident where somebody could have lost their life and literally had, you know, the cars had to be hauled away on a flatbed, and I've walked away from them all.
Man.
I finished cancer treatments a year ago or a year and a half ago or 2 years ago now in August, and this came up in August, the program tonight, but five houses that I've lived in have had numbers like 8041, 8515 as an address. The aircraft, the fighter I flew the majority of the time I was in the Air Force flying intercepts in NORAD in the 60s, my aircraft number had an 8 in it. I was stationed at the 498th Fighter Interceptor Squadron in the NORAD radar operation that covered the Pacific Northwest at that time was the 823rd Radar Squadron. And I don't understand this, but my life has been inundated by eights, and it has to be lucky somehow because I shouldn't be here. I mean, I should have departed a long ago.
And you know, this hotline number that you just called in on has three eights in it.
Well, that and the only significant number, all the tests that I've taken in my life, that were, you know, I've had pretty accomplished a lot of things in my life, and a lot of the professional, you know, tests and whatnot, have had 88s on them. You know, real estate brokerage exams, 88, and, or, you know, 98s, or it's always an 8. And, I'm skeptical of anything, George. I flew, we covered, I'm a pilot, and, I don't take a lot of things for granted, and I'm a pretty matter-of-fact that type of guy, but, I've heard it two or three times on your program, and I don't know, who do you go to find out what, you know, if somebody's...
Go to numberslady.com. Start that way. Go to that website. It's www.numberslady.com, and that's a great place to start. Send her some emails. There's obviously something between you and that number, which is a great number, by the way. So go ahead and take advantage of that.